Greetings and welcome back to another enlightening episode of Black Serendipity, the podcast where we delve into the world of business, culture, and personal growth. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we're going to explore the path of negotiation styles for small businesses and the indispensable role of trust, truth, and planning this process. You know what to do. Grab a snack, your favorite beverage, and I'll be right back. Hi, welcome back. Negotiation is a skill that can often feel intimidating, especially for entrepreneurs. But fear not, my friends, because I'm here to guide you through this journey of discovery. So let's dive right in. When it comes to negotiation, there are various styles that one can adopt. One common style is the competitive approach, where individuals focus solely on securing the best deal for themselves, often at the expense of the other party. While this style may yield short-term gains, it can strain relationships and hinder long-term collaboration. On the other hand, we have the collaborative style, which seeks to find win-win solutions by considering the interests of all parties involved. This approach fosters cooperation, builds trust, and lays the foundation for sustainable and fruitful business relationships. Is the path I strongly encourage small business owners to embrace. That's one of the ones that I personally use. To me, it benefits both parties. Now let's talk about trust, the cornerstone of successful negotiations. Trust is built on openness, transparency, and a genuine desire to understand the needs of others. When trust exists between parties, it creates an environment where everyone feels comfortable sharing their concerns, aspirations, and limitations. To establish trust, entrepreneurs must focus on credibility and reliability. Be a person of your word, deliver on your promises, and demonstrate integrity in your actions. Actively listen to the other party's needs, concerns, and ideas. Trust is not something that can be demanded. It must be earned through consistent actions and honest communication. I mean, let's look at what's going on today. How many organizations, the labor unions, are actually encouraging strikes? We'll talk about it. Be back in just a moment. Welcome back. To establish trust, entrepreneurs must focus on credibility and reliability. Be a person of your word, deliver on promises, and demonstrate integrity in your actions. Actively listen to the other party's needs, concerns, and ideas. Trust is not something that can be demanded. It must be earned through consistent actions and honest communication. That brings me to the fact that there are lots of unions and workers that are striking, and unions that are encouraging and working with the workers for strikes, such as to name a few: International Brotherhood of Teamsters, the Service Employees International Union, the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Unions. These unions have been involved in strikes at a variety of companies, including Amazon, Starbucks, and John Deere. So what are some of the chances that these strikes will be successful? Well, it's hard to say for sure, but the recent wave of strikes suggests that workers are more willing to take action than ever before. And with the support of unions, they have a good chance of winning. In addition to the unions mentioned above, there are a number of other unions that are encouraging workers to go on strike. These include the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, the American Federation for Teachers, the National Education Association. These unions have been involved in strikes at a variety of companies, including grocery stores, schools, and hospitals. Matter of fact, Teamsters are, if I'm not mistaken, it's Teamsters, are helping UPS workers August 1st. They're going to go on strike if negotiations can't be settled, that it can benefit both parties, the company as well as the workers. The strikes that are currently taking place are a part of a larger trend of labor activism in the United States. In recent years, we've seen a growing number of workers organizing and taking action to improve their pay, benefits, and working conditions. This trend is likely to continue in the years to come as workers demand a fair share of the economic pie. By embracing truthfulness, small business owners, as well as these large owners, can manage expectations, avoid misunderstandings, and build a foundation for collaboration. Remember, honesty is not a sign of weakness, but rather a strength that builds bridges and fosters meaningful connections. And finally, let's address the importance of planning. Preparation is key to achieving favorable outcomes in negotiations. Take the time to understand your own needs and objectives, as well as those of the other party, your workers or your workers. Because I don't think you're going to be striking against your clients. Through research and analysis, it'll help you identify potential areas of compromise and develop creative solutions. A well-thought-out plan allows you to anticipate challenges and develop strategies to address them effectively. It keeps negotiations on track and ensures that important points are not overlooked in the heat of the moment. By being prepared, small business owners exude confidence and demonstrate their commitment to the negotiation process. You know, to wrap up, my friends, negotiation is not a battle to be won, but an opportunity for collaboration and growth. Embrace the mindset of seeking mutually beneficial outcomes and building relationships that go beyond a single transaction. Remember, negotiation is a journey, and each step brings you closer to creating sustainable business partnerships. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening episode of Black Serendipity. I hope you feel empowered to approach negotiations with trust, truth, and careful planning as your guiding principles. Have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you soon.